Currently, it's 73 degrees.
They keep you informed on the Dodge County landscape. We keep the inside of your home looking great. Professional Floor Covering welcomes you to the next segment of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And it is 95.3 WBEV and Community Comment. And it is presented by Professional Floor Covering. And we will have more on that later. We are going to jump right into the action here as we are going to have two special guests on today's Community Comment. So now, without further ado, here's Terry Bell.
Thank you very much, Jake Hayes. This is Community Comment. I'm Terry Bell on a Monday, and we're getting ready for the big 4th of July holiday, a short week for many of us, and a lot of people are looking forward to getting outside, being around friends and family in their community, and of course, taking in a lot of fireworks. There are going to be a lot of fireworks celebrations in the area this week, on the 4th in particular. And we're going to talk about just a couple of them over the next hour. First of all, actually coming up in the second half of the program, we'll be talking about the Mayville celebration. But we'd like to take the first half hour of this show to talk about what's happening in Knowles. And joining us on the line now is Jason Kuhl. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, the fire chief in Knowles. Good morning, and thanks for joining Community Comment.
Good morning. Cool. Close enough. It's actually Kuhl, but
oh, Kuhl?
Yes.
Oh, no, I want to get it right, so thanks for letting me know. So very good. Well, you know, I guess let's just cut right to the quick. Why don't you tell us all what people can expect when they come to Knowles on the 4th?
Well, it's a pretty big day for us. The Fireman's Park opens at about 10 o'clock in the morning. We have a parade right away. It starts promptly at 11 o'clock a.m. Last year we had 89 entries, and the parade lasted about an hour and a half. I talked to Linda yesterday, and she said that right now we have about 80 entries. So
I hope we didn't lose you, Jason. Did we get cut off somehow? I'm not sure. I'm not hearing Jason.
I will go ahead and look into it here. Not sure what happened. I'll go ahead and throw it to break.
Sounds good. We'll be back with more Community Comment in just a moment.
Step into a world so fine, shiny floors that truly shine, tiles and wood you'll adore, get it all at Professional Floor. Showers, blinds, counters too, everything just like brand new. They've got what you're looking for, only here at Professional Floor.
Okay, full disclosure, we still don't sing here, but since I've got the mic, let me drop some knowledge. At Professional Floor Covering, we've got the best brands and styles for every project. Whether you're looking for cabinets, blinds, flooring, or more, we're here to make your home look amazing. Check out our showroom to explore our wide range of luxury vinyl plank flooring. Need a bathroom makeover? We've got custom marble and ceramic showers and countertops to elevate your space. And if you're thinking kitchen upgrade, our cabinet and porcelain tile selection is top notch. Take a look online at proflr.com and stop in to visit us at 713 Park Avenue. Time to hand the mic back.
When we started picture framing, we used the scraps we had from making furniture and coffins. Things have changed over time. We invite you to discover the picture framing department at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. Hi, this is Sandy. We can frame almost anything. If you have something you would like to preserve in a picture frame, McKinstry's can help. Our professional staff will help you select just the right frame and matting to enhance the beauty of your artwork as well as your home. We stock a complete selection of picture frame moldings, matting, and glass choices. This ensures professional framing of your needs needlework, family photos, wedding pictures, canvas pictures, and award certificates. Best of all, you will be amazed at the everyday low prices. Bring your frameable pieces to McKinstry's Home Furnishings, celebrating 167 years in downtown Beaver Dam.
McKinstry's will be closed July 3rd through the 6th in honor of Independence Day.
McKinstry's Home Furnishings, year after year, McKinstry's.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual Insurance is a proud sponsor of the Wisconsin State Fair. As a thank you for your support, they're giving away State Fair tickets. Visit ruralmutual.com/win and enter to win State Fair tickets.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Providing this community beautiful floors and so much more, the team at Professional Floor Covering can't wait to connect with our friends through today's community comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
All right, let's give that another whirl. We are back with more community comment on 95.3 WBEV. Quickly here, it is presented by Professional Floor Covering. It is a locally owned Abbey Design Center at 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam. Randy and his team are here to help you design the perfect space with over 1,000 samples of carpet, LVP, hardwood, tile, area rugs, and window finishings. It's so much more than floors. It's a wide selection of kitchen and bathroom countertops, cabinets, tile, shower inserts, and more. Speaking of countertops, in your kitchen or bathroom, the material, color, or pattern of a countertop all play a major role in how the kitchen or bathroom model will turn out. They offer a large selection of quartz, granite, marble, laminate countertops, and they will help you find the perfect countertop that fits with both your lifestyle and design. Now, without further ado, here's Terry Bell for more community comment.
Thank you very much, Jake. We're talking with Knowles Fire Chief Jason Keel. We had some technical difficulties. Jason, I trust you're back on the phone. Hi, Jason, are you there?
He was there just a minute ago.
My goodness. No, live radio. What are you going to do?
All right. How about you just keep rolling along here, and I will try to get him on the air in progress.
Yeah, that sounds good. We have all kinds of fireworks celebrations, of course, the 4th of July coming up on Friday, and a lot of people will be enjoying the long weekend and celebrating, and it's going to be a great thing for everybody. In fact, I believe some fireworks shows have already happened in the area, and of course there will be plenty more, and a lot of those include activities that go on throughout the day, not just the show itself at night, but all kinds of things. Jason mentioned in the interview earlier, there's going to be a parade in Knowles. Right now they have about 80 entries, and that should make for approximately a 90-minute parade. That would be a great treat for people outside. Hope the weather cooperates, of course. We had some pretty impressive downpours yesterday and last night here in the area, and we hope that the weather will be good for the fireworks celebrations coming up mostly on Friday. I suspect there'll be a few on Saturday night as well. And you're listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. And once again, this is Community Comment. We'll be talking with the fire chief in Knowles, Jason Keel. And then in a few minutes, so we'll be talking with Mike Schuett of Mayville, talking about all of those celebrations coming up, and of course many more in the area, and everybody's looking forward to those celebrations.
Terry, we got him back if you want to give it another whirl here.
Very good. Hi, Jason.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, sorry about all this. Not sure what's happening with the telephones, but we're glad you're with us.
Sure.
Before we lost contact, you were talking about the parade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the parade starts at 11 o'clock on the dot. We have, this year, I talked to Linda yesterday, and she said we have 80 entries. So we're anticipating about an hour and 15 minutes to an hour and a half for the parade.
Yeah, any kind of special entries in that parade that will be highlights?
Well, I don't have the full list in front of me. I know Sheriff Schmidt, he starts the parade, and then the Fond du Lac Marine Corps League presents colors right behind him, and then it's a parade of fire trucks, tractors, local businesses, all sorts of stuff.
Is it too late to get an entry in if someone hasn't already?
It's not. Linda, I talked to her yesterday, and she said Thursday by noon she would like to have all the entries in.
Okay, so that gives us about 3 days or so to get everything together. What does it take to enter the parade?
So Linda's friend of the fire department, she's kind of taken it on organizing the list and everything for us. So her contact information is her phone number is 920-948-3451. Or you can email her is lawitenebel@gmail.com.
Is there any cost to enter the parade?
There's no cost to enter the parade. We do hand out prizes for floats, the best of floats, best of antiques, and best of comedy are the three categories that we have judges for. So you do have the possibility of winning a small prize, but there is no cost to enter the parade.
I was intrigued. Did you say best in comedy?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds interesting. Tell me more about that. There must have been some good ones in years past.
You know, there's always somebody who has something, you know, clowns or something like that, you know, something that is appealing to everybody that makes everybody laugh. And, yeah, we've got a panel of judges in the middle of the town that go through and decide which one they think is the best.
Oh, that sounds great. Any local high school marching bands, anything like that?
Yeah, the Elmira High School band marches through the parade every year for us, which is awesome. The Elmira band is really, really good, and we always like to have them come through. This is kind of their parade for the year. They come through, and usually in the middle of the parade, they go through.
That's fantastic. So that's the parade. Starts at 11, should run anywhere from an hour and 15 minutes to 90 minutes, kind of depending on how many more entries might come in at the last minute. But there's still plenty of time, any time between now and did you say Thursday at noon?
Thursday at noon, yeah.
Okay, that's terrific. Let's fast forward to the fireworks show. What can people expect at the fireworks show?
We don't have fireworks.
Okay.
I guess it's always kind of been a tradition around here that you go over to Mayville on the 3rd for fireworks, and even the fire department, you know, we finish up setting up here on the 3rd, and then most of us head over to Mayville to watch the fireworks, and then Friday is the big day for us.
Okay, well, that's pretty serendipitous because we're going to be talking about the Mayville fireworks right after the break. So that's kind of ties in nicely. Anything else happening in town besides the parade?
So after the parade, it starts at 10 a.m. We start serving in the Fireman's Park. We have brats and hamburgers, hot dogs, soda and such. And then after the parade, that continues. There's a tent, and we serve adult beverages and soda and Gatorade and stuff like that. We have a band that plays from 1 o'clock till 5. And then there's, it's really kind of a community event. We have inflatable rides here, and the Lamira High School wrestling team actually hosts those rides, the inflatable rides. And then the Lamira Clover Leafs 4-H Club has a bunch of games for kids to play and stuff like that. And then there's also a tractor pull, a kids pedal tractor pull. It starts at 1:30.
Wow, so there's going to be a lot going on, 10 in the morning till 5, and it sounds like there's a little something for everyone.
Yes, absolutely.
Sure thing. I imagine, Jason, it takes more than just a day or a week to put all this together. I imagine there's some sort of activity at just about any time of the year getting ready for Friday.
Absolutely. Planning for next year's 4th of July starts July 5th.
Yes, for sure. Tell us a little bit for people who may not know, what kind of behind-the-scenes work goes on year-round to make a 4th of July celebration happen?
Well, I mean, I really have to give credit to all my firefighters and the community. I play a very small part in the planning of the 4th of July picnic, but we have committees for putting the parade together. There's three people on that committee, and they take probably four or five of the firefighters to organize the parade and get it going. There's just a myriad of, you know, community members who come and help on the 4th, in the hamburger stand, in the beer tent. There's a group that shows up every 4th of July in the morning about 6 o'clock, and they grill all the brats, not even on the fire department. Some of them are past fire department members, but not even fire department members, who come and grill the brats for us. And like I said, you know, I mean, the Lamira wrestling team runs the rides for us. The Clover Leaves have the games and such. We have the auxiliary. The fire department auxiliary runs a cake stand. They sell cake and Kelly's ice cream out of the firehouse. So it's just, you know, it's really, it's kind of a community event.
Oh, for sure. And, you know, it sounds like you've got, you know, different groups that take part, take the leadership in all of this. Is there still a need for individual volunteers? Let's say somebody in the community just wants to help. Is there any opportunity for that?
Oh, absolutely. We could always use help, that's for sure. I know one of the big things, our hamburger stand, it's chaos for about 2 hours after the parade. I was actually looking at the numbers here, and from the end of the parade at, you know, about 12:30 till about 2 o'clock, we sell probably 90% of our hamburgers and hot dogs and brats. And last year we sold 3,000 burgers and 1,000 brats and 400 hot dogs just in that hour and a half window. So if anybody wants to come and help in the hamburger stand, there's plenty to do.
Yeah, if anyone wants to help, who should they reach out to?
They can contact me at the firehouse. Actually, I can give you my email address at the fire department, and we'd be more than happy to talk to you and what we can set up. But the email address for the fire department is knowlesfiredept@gmail.com.
That's fantastic. You mentioned the Broughton Burger Stand, the beer tent, and whatnot. Is this a fundraiser at all, or does any money charge just go to cover costs?
This is our biggest fundraiser of the year. So I know it says on the posters, you know, no carry-ins allowed into the Fireman's Park. Obviously, out at the parade, we want you to bring, you know, snacks and what have you. But once you come into the park, this is our fundraiser. So we ask that you, you know, support the fire department And we do get donations. You know, the band that we have is Remington's Ride, and that's donated by Wasp Boring and Cable and Knowles Produce and Trading. They cover the cost of the band so that we don't have to charge entry into the park and stuff like that. But, yeah, we make our money off of the beer sales, the soda sales, and the hamburger stand.
Terrific. And you mentioned this is the largest fundraiser of the year for the fire department?
For us, yeah. For the largest fundraiser that we as a fire department put on ourselves, yes.
So I guess, you know, it's not only a good time for the community to rally, but it's a pretty important day for your department.
It is. It's amazing to see, you know, every year I look on the Facebook after the parade and see, you know, so many. It's always so proud to see so many pictures of people that are at Knowles at the picnic, and see their pictures and their memories that they made here. So we really do appreciate it.
Yeah, and that's, besides, you know, helping keeping the fire department going, that's also what it's about, is, you know, bringing people together in the community to create memories and have a great time.
Absolutely. I know we have one, I think it was last year or 2 years ago, it was their anniversary. They actually, their first date was the 4th of July picnic here in Knowles, and I believe they were celebrating their 30th wedding anniversary, and they've come every year since.
Oh my goodness, you don't get much more all-American than that, than having a first date at the 4th of July picnic.
In the small town of Knowles.
Oh my gosh, that is great. Jason, anything else listeners may want to know before we go?
I guess if you're coming for the parade, I would advise to be in town by 10:30. I know there was an article in the paper from the Dodge County Pioneer, and they said it pretty well. Bring your walking shoes. We have the local businesses here open up their lots to parking, but even with that, I know last year there was some drone footage, and there's cars parked outside of town in both directions, probably about a half a mile. So we try to accommodate the parking as much as possible, but we're only so big. So
very good. Come early, also, stick around, stay late, and enjoy all that's offered at the Fireman's Park, and then head over to Mayville for the fireworks.
Yeah, well, head over to the fireworks on Thursday, and then come to the parade.
Ah, okay.
On Friday.
Good enough. All right. I'm glad I'm getting this straightened out. Jason Keel is the fire chief in Knowles. Thanks so much for being with us today on Community Comments.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break for the news. You're listening to 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. No, it's not Christmas. It's rummaging season. If you're hosting a rummage, garage, yard, or estate sale and want to get the word out, drop off a card with a date, time, and location in the mailbox in front of the WBEV studios at 100 Bill McCollum Way in Beaver Dam. Each Thursday morning at 8:35 a.m., we'll announce it on the WBEV Morning Show. Or look for the rummage sale post on WBEV Radio Facebook each week and leave your details in the comments.
There's no place like Columbus on the 4th of July. Start your morning with a firecracker 5K run and walk, then enjoy bands, floats, and tractors at the parade starting at noon. Head over to Fireman's Park for family fun, carnival rides and games, hot food, cold beverages, live music, comedy, juggling, bingo, and the fireworks display starting at dusk. The rain date for the fireworks is July 5th. Only cash is accepted in the park area. For more details, go to the Columbus 4th of July Festival Wisconsin Facebook page.
Whether you're waking up or getting ready to hit the hay, you can always count on great content from 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge in the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. This could be a pivotal day for Senate Republicans who are racing to meet President Trump's July 4th deadline to pass legislation that includes $4 trillion in tax breaks and billions in Medicare cuts. The wildfire in northern Idaho was intentionally set, investigators say, to lure first responders to the scene to be the victims of sniper fire. On the scene, ABC's Alex Stone.
They were responding to what is seemingly just a routine call of a wildfire, and as they arrived, they began taking sniper fire, but a lot that they're trying to figure out now. Who was he? What was the motive in all of this? Are there any more weapons up on this mountain? They found them based on his cell phone of a lack of movement. They could see that there was a cell phone signal coming out. They zeroed in on that, and then they found him dead.
Deliberations beginning today in the sex trafficking and racketeering trial of Sean Combs, who could face life in prison if convicted on all counts. The judge reading final instructions to the jury. This is ABC News.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
WBEV News, I'm Terry Bell. People in the Columbus area are fighting a massive proposed wind farm in the town of Columbus. Alliant Energy wants to build a 48,000-acre turbine plant. The town board held a meeting last week to get the ball rolling on drafting new standards to tighten restrictions on the project. A vote is expected July 14th. Regional jobless numbers stayed steady in May. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development says the jobless rate in Dodge County was 2.8%. That's a 0.2% drop from April. Dodge County improved two spots in the statewide unemployment ranking. We are third best in Wisconsin. A Milwaukee police officer shot in the line of duty last week is dead. Officer Kendall Quarter died of his injuries last night after he and his partner were shot in an ambush attack Thursday night. A suspect has been arrested and is awaiting charges. The Beaver Dam Area Community Library is moving temporarily. The library will be at 1701 North Spring Street next to Aldi for 6 to 9 months starting in late August. Administrator Sarah Kernoyer tells WBEV people can expect the same level of service. In order to accommodate the move, the library will be closed for about 3 weeks from August 8th to the 29th. I'm Terry Bell, reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at DailyDodge.com.
Chance of thunderstorms today. Otherwise, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. High temperatures reach up to 84. Northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance of thunderstorms tonight. Lows level off around 62. Clear skies. Clear skies tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 82. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Currently, it's 73 degrees.
At Marshfield Medical Center Beaver Dam Orthopedic Clinic, advanced care meets personalized expertise. Their team of skilled general and specialty orthopedic surgeons is dedicated to helping you move better, offering both surgical and non-surgical solutions. They specialize in hip and knee replacement, as well as joint revision, shoulder replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, and hand and upper extremity care. Call 920-219-4009 today or visit marshfieldclinic.org/beaverdam to learn more.
This fall, there's only one place to be, Camp Randall Stadium. Wisconsin football returns with can't-miss matchups, including Maryland, Iowa, Washington, and more. From the first touchdown to jump around and the celebration of the fifth quarter, experience the traditions and unforgettable memories that make Wisconsin football so special. Single game tickets are now on sale. Lock in your spot today by visiting uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Wisconsin football game day starts here. We'll see you at Camp Randall.
Empower your future with Moraine Park Technical College. You can benefit from Moraine Park's seamless credit transfer agreements with local universities like UW-Milwaukee, UW-Oshkosh, UW-Green Bay, Ripon College, and Lakeland University. Don't start your career with loads of student debt. Take a step closer to your future and make every credit count by completing your Gen Ed courses at Moraine Park campuses in Beaver Dam, Fond du Lac, and West Bend. Moraine Park Technical College, elevating your education, one transfer credit at a time.
Hear what's going on in your community. Stay tuned to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, presented by Professional Floor Covering.
It is 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. I'm Jake Hayes. And we are just about to get into more community comment here. It is brought to you in part by McKintry's Home Furnishings. McKintry'sHomeFurnishings.com in downtown Beaver Dam on Front Street under the red awning is celebrating their 167-year anniversary. And they offer a large selection of picture frame moldings and conservations, as well as mattings and glass. With their picture framing services, this ensures prompt and proper professional framing of your needlework, family photos, wedding pictures, oil paintings, wildlife prints, and award certificates. They've even framed a guitar. Best of all, you will be amazed at the low everyday prices. Let McKintry's sales designers help you select just the right frame and matting to enhance the beauty of your artwork as well as your home. Take your frameable pieces to McKintry's Home Furnishings. You will be very happy you did. Now, without further ado, here's Terry Bell and community comment on 95.3 WBEV.
Thank you very much, Jake, and we are back on community comment, and we're talking about just a couple of the 4th of July celebrations happening around the area. There are many, many more you want to check out, but talking for the next 30 minutes or so about Mayville in particular, and joining us to do that is Mike Schuett with the Mayville 4th of July celebration. Thanks so much for joining us on Community Comments.
Thanks for having me, Terry.
Absolutely. So you do the fireworks show, and that's on Thursday night.
It's on Thursday night, yep, July 3rd in Mayville at Fireman's Field. The fireworks are put on by a group of community volunteers, I guess, that put together the fireworks and everything that goes on up there, the Rotary Club, the Lions Club, Main Street Mayville, the Chamber. That's who's all involved with putting it together. So,
I imagine that, you know, the celebration comes and goes on the 3rd, but I'd have to imagine that all year round, there is something happening to get ready for the big day.
Yeah, all year round we're trying to book the fireworks, trying to book the band, trying to book the lights, the speakers, get the field ready. After the tornado hit, it probably put a lot more work for the city crew that has to do all the stuff.
You make a good point. How badly did the tornado damage the areas where you plan to have the celebration?
It hit the park a little bit. A lot of trees were down in the park, but it jumped over the baseball field, thankfully. So jumped over the baseball field, hit the golf course pretty badly, but... the baseball field was spared, and the grandstand was spared, and the park has been cleaned up. The city crew did an amazing job cleaning up the park. The city crew did an amazing job in the city in general, cleaning up the city. And everybody that was part of coming to the city of Mayville and cleaning it up did a phenomenal job.
I'd have to think that the tornado is maybe making this year's celebration maybe a little extra special.
I think so. The parks director at the city of Mayville, Jacob Schellpfeffer, made a very specific point to leave the flagpole the way that the tornado left it. It's pretty much was bent at, I would say, about an 80-degree angle, and the flag is still flying exactly the way the tornado left it. And he wanted to leave it that way for the third celebration as a reminder of what the city endured through the tornado, and it's kind of a cool little reminder.
Really symbolic, yeah, of perseverance.
Yep, and that's right. I mean, the flagpole is in center field, and that's right where all of the fireworks go off, is right in center field. So it will kind of be a cool little symbolic reminder for this year, and then it'll be replaced, and hopefully it'll all be forgotten for a long time.
Let's hope so. yeah, for sure. So your celebration is on the 3rd, which is a work day for a lot of folks, but sounds like things are getting started late enough where people can take part.
Yeah, traditionally in Mayville, the fireworks start on the 3rd, they've always been on the 3rd. They start, everything really starts up at the park at about 4:30. So it's not a full day celebration. I mean, the fireworks start at dusk, you know, at There are some things going on all day up there. Well, not all day, but at 4:30 everything starts. But it is I would say a half a day celebration. So
fantastic, and it sounds like it's a real treat for baseball fans.
Yeah, we have JV baseball starts up there. JV Legion baseball starts at 4:30. They play a full game of JV baseball, and following the JV baseball game, they'll get the field prepped back up, and the varsity game will follow right after that, and they'll play a full game of varsity baseball.
That's the American Legion team?
American Legion, yep.
Yeah. Do you know who their opponents are going to be?
They play the Lamira Theresa team. They've played the Lamira – Mayville Legion plays the Lamira Theresa team every year since I've been alive, and I'm sure it's been long before I've been alive as well.
Well, you talk about tradition.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. It's a tradition, and the kids live for this game. I mean, there's 2,000 or 3,000 people that come to the fireworks celebration, and it's the atmosphere up there for the high school kids is like a minor league baseball, minor league baseball atmosphere. So it's really cool. The young kids are watching the high school kids, and they're. After the baseball games are over, they're running the bases, and it's a really cool experience for everybody.
It's got to be exciting for the players. That's probably the biggest crowd they'll play in front of people while they're in high school anyway.
I would say for most of these kids, it's probably the biggest crowd they'll play in front of in their entire life.
Oh, wow.
For a majority of the kids, yes.
That's fantastic. What else is there? Is there anything else going on or around the baseball games?
There is the Rotary Club and the Lions Club have a hamburger stand. That hamburger stand starts at 4:30. Hamburger stand is open until they run out of food or until the fireworks start. Hopefully they run out of food before the fireworks start, but there is a few different food vendors that come up there. I'm not sure of which food vendors they come and go every year. Traditionally, and I'm pretty certain that Maui Wowie will be up there. There'll be some ice cream vendors up there. The Chamber does some popcorn and hot dogs and Gatorade and such. Main Street Mayville has a beer stand that's up there. And then we do also have bands starting up there at 4:30. Going throughout the night until 12:30 a.m.
Okay. So. What bands are going to be playing?
From 4:30 till 8 o'clock is Clam Tile, and then from 8:30 till 12:30 is Dexter Road.
Okay, and I suppose those bring out good crowds too.
Good crowds. Both are local bands. Clam Tile is a local Mayville band, and then Dexter Road is a local Horicon band. So they bring out some really good crowds, yes.
Fantastic. We're going to take a break right here, then be back with more community comment. We're talking about some local 4th of July celebrations. We'll take a break here, and then more community comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol, Honor the Earth Powwow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Update your kitchen, bath, or laundry with ceramic or porcelain tile from Wiseway Flooring. It's durable, water and mildew resistant, and adds a unique artistic flair without having to do a complete makeover.
I'm Mike Yenser of Wiseway Flooring, inviting you to visit our new showroom on Milford Street in Watertown. See how our tile selection might be the right thing for you. Commercial or residential, the wise have it. Log on to ineedflooringnow.com.
Save big on everything for your next staining project when you shop at Menards. Protect your deck with Cabot Heat Reducing Stain and Sealer. With its cool field technology, it deflects the sun's heat and reduces surface temperature by 20 degrees, allowing you to enjoy your deck all summer long. Save big money on all Cabot premium wood care products. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
They keep you informed on the Dodge County landscape. We keep the inside of your home looking great. Professional Floor Covering welcomes you to the next segment of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And we are back with the last segment for today's Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Here's Terry Bell.
Yeah, I just got hired in this spring.
And we are back with more Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV. Again, this is Community Comment, and we are now going to throw it over to Terry Bell.
Thank you so much, Jake. Sorry if I caused any technical difficulties there. There are all kinds of 4th of July celebrations happening throughout the greater Dodge County area, and you'll no doubt want to take part. One thing you may want to get an early start on your holiday is to go to Mayville, not only for the fireworks show, but for live music and American Legion baseball. Doesn't get any more All-American than that. We're joined by Mike Schuett of the Mayville 4th of July celebration. And talk to me a little bit, Mike, about, you know, the planning stages. It sounds to me like the work for next year pretty much probably begins the day after the 4th.
I would say I have a lot of different events that I plan throughout the year. I'm on the Rotary Club, and I have a very I plan about probably 8 or 9 events throughout the year for different organizations, different things. So there's a cycle that goes through my year. They kind of tend to overlap, but the group really starts planning this event. There are parts of this event that start getting planned right after it wraps up, but the nuts and bolts of planning this event really start getting planned, I would say, in the January, February types of months. The Rotary Beer Fest is a really big fundraiser for Rotary. I'm the chair for the Rotary Beer Fest. So once Rotary Beer Fest wraps up, then I start getting my juices flowing for planning the Rock and Boom. So kind of wrap up one event and flow into the next event. So Beer Fest wraps up, get ready for Rock and Boom. So January, February is when we start really, really starting to plan for the Rock and Boom event. And some things start happening prior to that, but the nuts and bolts of raising money and booking bands and all of that stuff start happening in January and February.
Okay. I guess, is there a need for volunteers yet?
I would say that there's always a need for volunteers. There's a few things that the Rotary and the Lions Club could always need volunteers in the hamburger stand. As far as a Rock and Boom committee, we could always use volunteers that want to step in and help run the event throughout the whole year. But the Rotary and the Lions could use somebody that just wants to jump into the hamburger stand, just like the Knowles Parade guy said, you know, in the prior segment. But if somebody wants to give a little bit more input and be part of it longer term, we would always love input. If there's somebody that wants to change something or have different input on something longer term, we're always welcoming that as well.
People in Mayville have to feel pretty fortunate that they even have a fireworks show. Fireworks shows are something a lot of communities are getting out of. So why does Mayville feel it's important to keep theirs going despite the challenges, I suppose, that exist?
I think that it's just a traditional thing. I mean, traditionally, it was something that the fire department hosted. The fire department hosted it. They did a great job running it. And when the fire department decided that they didn't want to run it anymore, and they kind of wanted to get out of running the fireworks show, a group of citizens stepped up and they kept it going. Thankfully, I was not part of that group that kept it going, but some group kept it going. And I moved back to the city of Mayville, and I like to do this sort of stuff. So I volunteered to continue the tradition and keep it going. And hopefully one day when I don't want to do it anymore, somebody else can step up and wants to keep the tradition going. But I think right now it is just a group of committee members and community members that are keeping the tradition going. We go out and we get donations. The city provides us the plot of land and the ability to keep doing it. But they help us with resources, but it's fundraised by a group of community members. That's what pays for it and makes it go. So
how do you solicit that money throughout the year, from at least from January?
Yeah, we send out donation letters. We have a great group of businesses that are out there that want to see the tradition continue. And without those businesses, I don't think that those businesses that have traditionally donated their resources, I don't think the fireworks would have ended a long time ago without those businesses. So
yeah, because first of all, I imagine the expense, the costs have gone way up in recent years, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I think since COVID. I mean, since COVID, the expenses, at one point, the fireworks were probably about $7,000 or $8,000, and they've almost doubled since then. So just for a little fireworks show like the city of Mayville puts on.
Anything else that goes on behind the scenes of putting on a fireworks display that maybe the general public wouldn't expect or know?
Not that I probably should be saying on the radio. No, I mean, there are some politics, I think, sometimes that goes with it, of politics in the sense of, I think there's some, always sometimes of where people think that the city shouldn't get involved or shouldn't get involved. I think that's and it's just the hard part of just trying to keep a balance of how it traditionally runs and just keep the ship moving forward, I think, is the hardest part.
Sure, getting everybody to row in the same direction.
Yeah,
it takes some work.
Yeah, it does definitely keep some work, and not overcomplicate things, I think, is the best way to put it.
For sure. Who's on the hook for insuring a fireworks event?
So the fireworks company that puts the event on, they have their own insurance. That's the main insurance behind it. Of course, the city has insurance as well, but the main insurance would come from the fireworks company.
Very good. We're talking to Mike Schuett. He's one of the organizers of the Mayville 4th of July celebration. Starts with baseball at 4:30, and then the fireworks start after dusk, I imagine.
Yeah, very clear. It starts, actually, we want to be very, very clear. It starts after the varsity game. After the varsity game.
Very good. So there won't be fireworks going off. That might be thrown off the pitcher, so
yeah.
We don't want that to happen. So right after the varsity game, the American Legion baseball, then the fireworks starts, which should probably be at some point after dark.
Yeah, pretty close to dusk. We've had a few years where the varsity game is a close game, goes into extra innings, but we got to give those high school players their due and let them battle out. We don't want to, we don't want to end their game early. So we give them their due, and if we have to wait an extra 15 or 20 minutes to put off the fireworks, that's what happens. And The show is usually a better show the little darker it gets anyways.
That's for sure. Mike, you say you're involved in a number of events throughout the year.
Yes.
Any of them that you'd like to talk about?
Well, I'll be back on Wednesday to talk about Begging for a Cure.
Okay.
So we'll talk about that then.
Give us a little preview, if you don't mind.
Yeah, Begging for a Cure is a nonprofit started by my family. We raise money for local families that are battling cancer. Coming up next weekend, July 12th, we have a very large bags tournament. It's our largest fundraiser for the year to raise money for local families that are battling cancer. That's what we'll be talking about on Wednesday. Other events that I'm involved in, let's see, after begging for a cure, I take a little bit of a break, and then I plan for Beer Fest. I'm also involved in the Mayville Easter Basket Hunt, and then whatever Rotary projects are going on in the year. So,
this sounds like a lot. What motivates you to get involved with so many things?
Mayville's a great community, and I like just the small town of Mayville and keeping it a great community to live in. I want to do whatever I can to keep it a great community, and fun events that happen, you know, throughout the year are pivotal for a small community. So just want to do my part in having those small events.
Absolutely. I would have to think, too, if for anyone who loves fireworks, that Mayville is the start of the big holiday. I mean, there's the 3rd in Mayville. I imagine there are plenty of fireworks displays on the 4th and probably some even on Saturday, too. So people who really love their fireworks, I'm sure, come to Mayville, maybe even quite a distance.
I think that, traditionally Mayville has been the start of the holiday weekend. And I think this year falls on a really good day, with Thursday being the start of the holiday weekend. People can extend their weekend, you know, Thursday being the start. You get Friday off for sure, being the 4th, and then, you know, you get to go into the long weekend. Thursday night being the start of the weekend, you can come to Mayville and check it out. I think it's a great start to the holiday weekend, and we traditionally put on a good show. Hopefully the weather cooperates and we can continue with that.
Fantastic. Anything our listeners should know before we wrap up the program?
I mean, baseball and fireworks, and the bands are always great. The community puts on a good show. The nonprofits that are out there, they work hard, and the volunteers work hard to put out a good product. So come and support the community and support the high school kids playing baseball, and we appreciate everything that everybody does to come out there.
Very good. Mike Chewitt, it was an hour well spent. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Community Comments on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Thanks for joining us.
A multi-time station of the year and news operation of the year, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Catch the Milwaukee baseball game this Sunday on 95.3 WBEV and listen for the Columbus Family Dental Mystery Player of the Game. Then tune in to the 95.3 WBEV morning show the following business day. Be the correct number caller when we ask who was the Columbus Family Dental Mystery Player of the Game. Get it right, and you'll win a pair of Milwaukee baseball tickets. Be sure to listen to 95.3 WBEV this Sunday for Milwaukee baseball's Mystery Player of the Game, brought to you by Columbus Family Dental.
Summer deals are heating up at St. Vincent de Paul of Dodge County. From clothing and furniture to housewares and even sporting goods, there's something for everyone. Whether you're updating your space, refreshing your wardrobe, or gearing up for your next adventure, St. Vincent de Paul of Dodge County has you covered. Cool down with hot prices that won't burn your budget. Open Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., right on Dodge Drive in Beaver Dam. Shop, save, support St. Vincent de Paul of Dodge County.
God bless from your friends at St. Vincent de Paul.
The All-Star Request Show with Jeff and Cindy Lou. Weeknights on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.